I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here in heaven, in paradise. I shouldn't be here. My name is not important. You know me as the thief on the cross, and that's okay. I am the one who was with the Lord Jesus on the day that he died. Me and my cousin. I'm a thief, at least I was, and I've hurt people. I didn't get into that line of work by choice. My parents died when I was young, and I grew up with my aunt and uncle, but then our uncle died, and at that point, my older cousin and I, we were pretty much on our own. We were good Jews. At least we went to church every Passover. We knew the scripture. We knew the promises, but there was so much other things that we wanted to. And we really didn't have a way to get them. We were poor. And so, one day, we robbed someone on the Jericho Road as they were walking down the Wadi Kelt. We robbed someone. Now, mind you, we didn't rob when the caravans came, when the big people came. But you know, if you were a family walking, you were fair game. If you were some poor sucker who was by yourself, we were going to get you. And that's how we made our way. We robbed, and then we would go to Jericho, and we would go to other places, and that's how we made our living. It wasn't perfect, but it's what we did. Well, one time, after we had robbed, I went into Jericho, and there was a guy there, an unsavory sort by the name of Zacchaeus. And he invited me to eat at his house. And he was kind of an upstanding guy. I didn't get a lot of invitations for that. And so I went to his place, and there was a gentleman there, a man named Jesus. And there was just something about him, you could tell. Like, this cat was different. And so I went up to him and I introduced myself, and he looked at me. You know, he looked right at me. He said, "You know, there's forgiveness for you in my kingdom." And I went, "Well, okay." I didn't know what exactly to say. I kind of shuffled my feet. And he said, "There is forgiveness for you in my kingdom." And at that point, I realized, well, maybe he knows what I'm doing. But I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at that point to ask for forgiveness. Because why should I? I have to make a living too. I wasn't given all of the wonderful things that other people were given. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to steal, but do I need to be forgiven for that? Do I? Well, that evening was interesting. I kept glancing, and Jesus would keep looking over at me, and I would look at him, and there was just something about him. And then the next day, I heard that he was speaking, and so I went out, and man, this guy had a way with words. Jesus started talking about his kingdom and what it was like, that there wasn't the powerful people and the weak people, that there was a common ground that we all had in God's eyes. And I really liked that. That even though I was a poor robber, there might be a place for me. And Jesus said as such, that there's a place for me, and that there was forgiveness. And therefore, a couple of days, I really hung on his words. And then my cousin found me, and he told me about a next job, a big job. It was going to be the one. It was going to set us up. And so, it's a little bit different than what we had done. Remember how I said we didn't do anything with caravans? Well, we decided that we thought we could get this one group of people as they were moving some money. As they were moving some money from one town to another. And we were wrong. While we got through it a little bit, we suddenly were caught, and the Romans were coming after us, and our people ran, but they caught my cousin and I, and they threw us in jail, and they beat us, and they hurt us, and they mocked us, and then they sentenced us to die. I was scared. I was frightened. Nothing prepares you for when you're told you're going to be killed. So, I tried to be strong. My cousin was much stronger than me, lashing out and fighting, and I was just numb. And then on that day where they put the wood on our shoulders and made us walk all the way up. It was so painful. They beat us up before that and they made us carry it, and then they put us down. And let me tell you, when they laid us down and then started nailing those nails, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to pass out and die. And that's when I noticed them. They hear me and my cousin are right there with Jesus. And everybody was mocking him. If you are the Messiah, save yourself. All the religious leaders and others were laughing at him, spitting at him. They were doing the same thing to us, but that was to expect it. I mean, this man, why him? Even my cousin did the same. Jesus, get us down from here. If you're the Messiah, get us down. And I don't know why, but I looked at my cousin and I said, do you not fear God? We are here because we deserve it, but not this man. And I went back to Zacchaeus' house. There is forgiveness for you in my kingdom. Is that still true? Could that be true even now? Jesus. And he looked at me. And he remembered me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said, truly, I tell you, this day, you will be with me in paradise. And here I am, undeserving, a sinner, a thief, a broken, flawed man who found forgiveness. So can you. Amen.